Good morning. I am Rahul Raman from Texas A&M University, a master's student in agronomy. I am going to present here characterization of drought-tolerant states in corn and sorghum, a phenotypical approach. So this is just my field image of corn and sorghum. Introduction is like the soil moisture availability is the important factor for the plant growth and development, any plant growth and development. And water stress condition, when there is water limited condition or drought, it may affect the plant growth and leaf development, silking, biomass accumulation, and the grain filling stage also, and grain yield, and finally mortality, early mortality of plants. And genotypes that can grow well and reproduce well, produce good yield, are needed to be identified. That I did in my research. In year 2016, these all are 2016 data which I will be going to present. The 15 genotypes of corn and sorghum were planted in Uvalde, Texas, in two different irrigation regimes, the deficit irrigation and full irrigation, and with three replications in each regime. And also the in this study, I have just selected out of this 15 genotypes, only two genotypes I have compared, and both of them are experimental hybrids in both corn and sorghum. And based on the early studies that were done by some breeders at College Station, Texas. And the field plots were designed in a split plot design. And these are the two genotypes, T781/T77 in corn. That was College Station result gave that it result that it was sensitive, drought sensitive there. And another one, T773/LH195, the College Station result suggested that it was drought tolerant. And in sorghum, AT378/RT7000, and it was sensitive in College Station, drought sensitive in College Station. And AT645/RT437, it was drought tolerant in College Station. So my objective is to compare the performance of corn and sorghum genotypes based on the water use efficiency and its relationship with other drought-tolerant traits measured. These are materials and methods like corn and sorghum entries, irrigation measuring scale for plant height, and sap flow meter to measure the sap flow in plant, neutron moisture probe for measuring the soil moisture, and SPAD chlorophyll meter for measuring chlorophyll content, Lycor 2200, for the leaf area index and weighing balance for biomass, and NIRS nutrient analysis. Jump version I used for data analysis. This is neutron probe used to measure the soil moisture. And this was like after the physiological maturity or near to physiological maturity period in corn, when the image. Here is the plant height result in corn and sorghum. The top two, we see that the blue one, that is the T773. As I mentioned earlier, in College Station, they said that it was drought tolerant. And here also we see that after the, once it has entered the flowering stage, it starts showing the significant difference with the sensitive genotypes as suggested by College Station. And its plant height is more than the sensitive one. And in sorghum, that is 8378 and 8645, the as according to the previous studies, 8645 was drought tolerant, and we see here that after the grain filling stage, sorghum shows a less plant height than the tolerant one, the sensitive the tolerant one is showing the plant height less than the sensitive one as suggested by College Station data, that which is tolerant, which is sensitive. But we don't see any significant difference after the flowering stage. But before flowering stage, we see the significant difference in the plant height. Now the sap flow. In the sap flow reading, the green one, that is was planted in the full irrigation. Corn genotype, it was T773. That was, suggested as drought tolerant. It showed the maximum sap flow rate. Maximum sap flow rate, and rest didn't show any significant difference in sap flow rate in corn. So maximum sap flow rate can be understood as, if the sap flow rate is maximum, that means it tends to lose more water. That is also supported by my water use efficiency result I will show. And as it tends to lose more water, water use efficiency decreases, does decreasing the yield and other parameters. And in sorghum, we see that till the physiological maturity period, the sap flow rate has decreased only to some extent. It was because the leaf maintained its greenness till the harvesting period. Here is the water use efficiency result. In corn, we see just opposite, like the genotypes which were showing the maximum sap flow in corn is now showing the minimum water use efficiency here. The red bar indicates the sensitive genotype suggested by the previous studies, and the blue bar indicates the drought tolerant genotype, also in sorghum. But in sorghum, what we see that the genotypes which showed the higher sap flow rate is showing the higher water use efficiency also here, just opposite to corn. Now I have the correlation result. First, the plant height, the yellow boxes indicates those correlation which are positive or negative correlation, which are above 0.4. Just to highlight, I did this. So in the plant height, we see the negative correlation with yield per plant, also with yield per area. And I think that this might be because of water use efficiency, and it's not the direct correlation, like because of plant height. Because of plant height is shorter, yield increases. It's not the direct, but because of water use efficiency, as we see that plant height is, with water use efficiency, the plant height is shorter. The shorter plant shows the more water use efficiency. Maybe because the shorter plant closes its stomata and water use efficiency has increased there, and because of that. Even we see in the case of leaf area index with mean tilt angle, that is the leaf angle, it is showing negative correlation. It may be possible that the leaf area index, the plant showing the higher leaf area index tends to just lower its mean tilt angle so that the plant loses, so that the plant absorbs the less direct sunlight and it loses less water. And that's why the leaf area index with starch here, leaf area index with starch in the corn, it shows zero, near close to zero. But when we see the leaf area index with sorghum, it shows the weak negative correlation. And I would say that after the grain filling, once the plant had reached the grain filling stage or the flowering stage, we saw that according to the weather data, that the temperature, atmospheric temperature, was above 30 degrees Celsius. So from some of the previous studies, they suggest that above 30 degrees Celsius, the temperature, more the temperature, affects the silking. And it may be because of that, just a minute. The starch, we see the positive, strong positive correlation with water use efficiency. So that means that less is the water use efficiency, less is the starch content. The water flow in the plants, water flow in the plants is responsible for transferring the grain, transferring the starch or to the grains, and that is not happening in this case. But even in the, we see the weak positive correlation between starch and water use efficiency in corn. Now the discussion I have already discussed it, and one thing I would suggest that in year 2016 we received high rainfall of 10.95 inches at Uvalde. So we didn't found any significant interaction between irrigation regime and genotypes, and no significant effect of irrigation was also seen there. Conclusion, I would conclude that corn hybrid 781 cross 777 performed better than 773 LH195 in Uvalde, although the previous work in Qualis station reported just opposite, that 781 was drought susceptible. But we received the high yields also in 781. And sorghum hybrid also, the 645 yielded better than 8378. And drought tolerance of the genotype at one location does not always confirm its drought tolerance, that it will be drought tolerance at other location also. And since this is just a 1 year data, I need to do the further studies on drought tolerance, comparing the between genotypes to genotypes and also between two crops. And this is the acknowledgement my advisory committee, my chair Dr. Dong, and my Dr. Seth Murray, my co-chair, Dr. William Rooney, Dr. Subhas Malla, and all the lab members from Texas AgriLife Research, Corn Breeding and Sorghum Breeding, and funding resource Texas A&M AgriLife Cropping System Initiative and Texas A&M Monitor Improvement Initiative. Thank you. The previous studies which suggested that particular genotype is drought tolerant, I got the lower yield in that as compared to the susceptible genotype. I think it was because, I think it was because of this water use efficiency, that since the drought tolerant genotype had higher sap flow rate, it was losing more water, but the susceptible one had higher water use efficiency, and that has contributed to yield, more yield.
So, do you want to select water use efficiency or yield?
I want to select yield based on water use efficiency, because what I am seeing, as I suggested in my conclusion also, that when the breeder says that a variety or a genotype is drought tolerant, that means if it is drought tolerant to one location, does not confirm that it is drought tolerant to other location. So we need to correlate with the environment and see which location it fits the best, and particular genotype should be sent to the particular location. Can you repeat the question?
Did you observe differences in total seasonal water use between the genotypes?
Water use?
Total seasonal
total
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. How would you calculate water efficiency?
I had the soil moisture data. Yes. Okay. I had the soil moisture data with that.
So I think looking at total water use would be another way of kind of unraveling this water use. I mean, that's just part of water use efficiency, right?
So. Yeah. All right, let's give up.